For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Gabby Smith, a sophomore forward out of Brainerd, Minnesota. And first of all, a nice off weekend for you and good timing. I would assume you had a chance to watch your sister play for the soccer team.
Yes, I did. It was awesome and nice to have that time to like relax and then be able to watch her.
How fun is it to see your sister and her team have that much success this season and head off to the postseason?
It's so awesome. I'm so proud of her and I hope they make it to the next round and have a good weekend this weekend.
Well, you're coming off of this off weekend. How much did your team need it after that long trip to Wisconsin?
I think we needed it mentally and physically to let our bodies rest and prepare for like the next 5 weekends until Christmas breaks. I think it was perfect timing and much needed.
Well, you're coming off of a weekend against Wisconsin 2 weekends ago, and that first game, an incredible performance by Hannah Hogenson, a fellow sophomore of yours. Your team just put up some great defensive plays, got a few good looks on net, just weren't able to get anything past their goalie. But what did your team take from that great experience?
Yes, obviously Hannah played unreal. So proud of her. And I think what we took from it is as long as we work hard and we play hard, play our game, we can play with anybody. And so I think just getting a tie from the number one team was huge for us.
And then that Saturday, first period was fantastic. You find yourselves only down by one. We won't talk about the second period. Let's talk about your other goaltender. That third period for Abby Thompson, as she came out of that second period after giving up so many goals, and then that third period, she looked fantastic. And I know coach is always stressing coming out of those periods tied or ahead. How important was it? And what was it like watching her play?
It was so awesome. She got that experience and that save she made at the end. I was on the ice and I came up to her like twice. And I was like, that was unreal. So just and then her parents were there. So just having her get that experience was awesome. And allowing no goals in the third period was huge for us.
Especially against a Wisconsin Badger team. That's always tough. You've been playing between Taylor Nelson and Claire Vekic. Claire's having a great season so far. Taylor, she is awfully fast out there. For you, Gabby, what's it like playing between those two?
I love it. Claire is a big body. She can move. She can shoot. She can get the puck too. Taylor's obviously so fast. She grinds. And I think us three just work so well together because we complement each other's like play. I think we all bring something different to the line. I think that's huge.
Well, a player in hockey never, ever forgets their first collegiate goal. Take us back to that weekend at St. Thomas. It was the opening weekend, October 2nd. Do you remember that goal?
I do. It was my first shift of the second game. I don't know. I think Reese took it from the corner or put it in the corner and I got it and I skated above the circles and just shot. And I remember for that game, my dad goes, "You're going to get your first goal." And I was like, "Yeah, I am." So it was cool that that happened also.
You got your second one against a Clarkson team, which is a very tough team. I mentioned your sister, Allie. Obviously, you've watched a lot of soccer this year. Mm-hmm. Has she had a chance to watch you play much?
She has. There was one weekend we both played at home. And then there was another weekend they were off or something. So she's watched about 4 of my games.
Any pregame rituals for you, Gabby?
Not really for me. No, I'm not the superstitious person. I mean, I put my stick in the same spot. I have to take my stick before every game. But other than that, not really.
Who are your roommates this year?
I'm with Taylor Nelson.
Awesome. Well, that makes for great chemistry because you guys are lineies. Yep. What's it going to take to beat this Bulldog team, another ranked opponent this weekend?
I think we just have to stick to our game, play hard, move our feet, battle, win the pucks, and bury some pucks into the net.
Well, good luck this weekend. We'll see you at the Sanford Center.
Awesome. Thank you.